Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And Baldy is presented by our proud partner, Golden State Lumber and Showroom, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Building better starts with Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And he joins us now on the River Islands guest line. And Baldy, Spadoni and Chasky with you this morning, and obviously the biggest news in the NFL right now, Nick Bosa out for the year with a torn ACL in his right knee, obviously torn the left ACL a couple years ago back in 2020 and had a partial tear back in high school on that right knee. So let me just ask you first and foremost, when you saw the news, what was your reaction?
Well, I was hoping it wasn't that, but if you watch, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the replay. I mean, the knee just buckled on him. And it was kind of routine play. He was getting doubled, but when I saw the knee buckle and he didn't come back in the game, I knew he was hurt. I didn't know it was to this degree. And it's a shame because he was playing really great football, and they had rebuilt the defensive line and they were playing great. They overcame the loss of him last week. He only played 13 plays, I think. But that's a horrible loss. Most teams don't have a Nick Bosa, but if you have someone like that, you have one of them. And so he set the tone for how they play the game, and it's a horrible loss, man. He was playing well, and the defense was playing well.
It sounds like there's a fire alarm going on at your place, Baldy. Are you good?
Oh, he might be at the San Francisco 49ers headquarters.
Okay.
Like, I never answer. I never leave a building when there's a fire alarm. I just don't believe in it.
Oh, okay. Wait.
It's NFL
don't
films.
Believe
it's
nothing, in the fire
like,
alarm.
I don't know. Maybe somebody burnt some toast in the kitchen. Like,
the toaster oven.
So Baldy, like, what does it look like without him on the field here? Because I was telling Joe, and I think everyone knows, there are two guys that teams are game planning for on every snap. It's Fred Warner. It's Nick Bosa. And there's just not a lot of guys like that in the league. So how do things change for the Niners schematically without Nick Bosa?
Well, you saw Bryce Huff played a lot more snaps than he probably needs to play, and he played really well. But he's not an every down player. Like, he'll wear down, and they'll run at him, and it'll be a problem. So you got to keep him in his role. Mikel's got to play more snaps than he's probably ready to play. He played really well. He can play inside or outside, but now he's probably going to be your starting end right now. So it's a trickle down effect, but it's a big jump from Nick to everybody else. And so a big jump. And so I don't know, protection wise, I mean, teams are going to get five guys out now, probably a lot more regularly than they're used to, which is going to make it more difficult to defend on the perimeter and running backs and things like that right now.
So, Baldy, when you're looking at other teams the last couple of years on film, I was thinking of Detroit losing Aiden Hutchinson, and they're a different defense, but, like, they could weather the storm for a small period of time, but at some point, like, the dam breaks, and I know they lost a lot of personnel. How long can the Niners weather the storm with the current group of guys that they have?
I don't think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think they could do a whole season. You know, they're going to have to I don't know who's on the street right now and what kind of a trade. Like, for example, the Eagles picked up Za'Darius Smith like 2 weeks ago. He made a difference the first game. Za'Darius can play. That's what Detroit did last year. They got Za'Darius. But, I mean, you're looking at the wire. I don't know what they have on the practice squad right now from that type of, you know, that position. I don't think they have anybody really there that, you know, can add depth right now. They're going to probably have to make a trade or find somebody that might still be on the street that has, you know, some experience. That's what Detroit, they tried to cobble together last year. Now, they did lose a lot of other players, but they could not, you know, they gave up 45 points in the playoff loss to Washington, and they did whatever they wanted to do. If you can't affect a quarterback right now, Joe, in this business, there's too many good quarterbacks. I mean, you play, don't you have a Thursday night game with the Rams, mm-hmm. like in a couple mm-hmm. weeks? Like if you can't affect Stafford, like, I mean, he's gonna, he's just that good that no matter what you do defensively, like, he's going to carve you up.
Talking to Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, our Odyssey NFL insider, and Baldy right there. So what should they prioritize? Like, is it speed? Is it power? Because Nick Bosa was all those things. You're not going to find a Nick Bosa on the street, but what type of a player or edge rusher should they be prioritizing here?
Well, I mean, I think it's got to start with, if you want to stop the run in this league, you can stop the run. I mean, you need somebody that can, you know, get upfield, that can win one-on-ones. Nobody has an abundance of those players. Nobody. Everybody is dressing for defensive ends in this business. But you saw what Arizona did to you. Josh Sweat ruined the first two third downs of the game, you know, just simply winning, you know. And so – you saw Calais Campbell go out to an end and have success out there. Like, you know, they've got depth. Zaven Collins, they've got depth out there. But nobody is sitting on extra edge rushers right now. You know, maybe Seattle might have, you know, one guy, but they're not going to trade. Seattle's not going to trade anybody to you, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what you came after him with.
I look, it's just the Bosa thing is the news. I mean, it's devastating, and you found out yesterday, and – that's today, but this team's got to pick themselves off the mat and find a way to get ready for Jacksonville. The season's not over, and there's a lot to still accomplish and fight for and all those things. And I look, I don't want to be lost on it. I thought Ricky Pearsall was awesome on Sunday, and I've been so encouraged with him. And Baldy, for me, the area that I think is so underrated, the way he comes back to the football over and over and over again, he flattens out his routes and he comes back to the ball. I love this player, and he's so much better than I thought a year ago or even coming out in the draft. I just love everything about him. What have you seen on film from Ricky Pearsall that has you encouraged?
Well, I mean, yes. Oh, the dig routes are great, and you're absolutely right, Joe. He does. He catches the ball with his hands, which is a big advantage when, you know, guys are just on your upfield shoulder and they're just trailing you, and these defensive backs can run just as fast as you can. In that situation, you're catching the ball and coming back. It gives you every advantage to get to the ball before the defender does. But even on the 4th-and-2 play, you know, down the field against Clark, I mean, that's a great catch down the field. I mean, he was open earlier in the game. On the opening drive, they went to him. And, you know, Matt got hit on the ball, you know, got hit and the ball sailed a little bit on him. But, I mean, I think he's got deep ball ability. I think he's got man-to-man ability. I think he can run those routes that Kyle loves in the middle of the field. I feel like he can run the whole route tree and be really good at it right now.
Can he continue this, Baldy, when Kittle comes back, when Jennings comes back? Because a lot of this production is about your two best pass catchers of last season, obviously Kittle being second-team All-Pro and Juwan being the number one wideout. Those guys being out this past week, is that, you know, sustainable for Ricky going forward, or is it just a product of the offense right now and him being the number one guy?
Well, I mean, I think he's still going to be the number one guy. You know, Juwan comes back or Kittle comes back, he's still the number one guy. And so, you know, you're calling these plays against predicted coverages, and so you're attacking the coverage. And, you know, if you win your route, whether it's zone, man, whatever it is, bracket coverage, all the different things they could do to a number one receiver, if it's not there, then you go someplace else. But he's going to be the primary receiver in a lot of these routes. He's proven that he can handle that. And so the play action, the deep balls right now, I think he's earned his right to go get 8 to 10 targets a game right now.
Wow. I'm loving it. I mean, the year Ayuk went for 75 and 1,300, he only got targeted double-digit times once because they had so many guys and they were spreading the ball around. Last six games, Ricky's had that happen twice. So I feel really good about where he's at. What about Christian McCaffrey? I mean, I know the screenplay at the end was just a perfect call, right time against the right coverage, but he has been unbelievable. I know the running game between the tackles hasn't been perfect, but as a pass catcher, he's been unbelievable. I don't know what else to say about this guy, Baldy. I'm loving what I'm seeing from Christian McCaffrey.
I agree. I mean, the screen, like, they don't win that game without that play, that chunk. You know, they don't get in the field goal range. And so, I mean, but you saw the explosion from him, you know, in that. And so, Arizona plays a reduced front. Mac Wilson is sitting back there. They couldn't get to him. Like, he's making all these tackles. Like, it was tough in between the tackles. You know, Robinson got one good run. Christian got one good run. It was tough. But that's what Arizona's, you know, that's what they're designed to do right now. But McCaffrey in the passing game right now is elite. And so you got to keep feeding him. You got to find different ways to get him the ball. Kyle knows that. And, you know, you got a rookie seventh-round pick playing left guard. You know, I mean, it's, you know, he's not playing bad by any stretch. But that's where they're at right now. I mean, you go from Aaron Banks to Connor Colby. Like, that's a pretty different left side. And they were a left-handed team last year. You know, if you had, you know, Aaron Banks and George Kittle out there going left, I mean, you know, you 2 years ago, I mean, you were ripping these runs off. So, I'm not, you know, Jake Tongas has been really good for his role, really good. And so they're playing the best that they can with what they have right now.
And is that a product now? We're talking to Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL Insider, and you basically just said it right there, why they're not running it very effectively. And is that why Shanahan has just gone to the throwing of the football 40-plus times with Mac Jones the last 2 weeks? Last year, Brock only had one game where he attempted 40 or more throws, Baldy. And in the last 2 weeks, Mac's done it twice, basically. It's pretty incredible.
He's got 80 attempts in 2 weeks. He's played great. Man, I thought even the throw that was intercepted, like, I thought Ricky could have really made a better – I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't want to say Ricky didn't go after it as hard as he could have. But I the throw was in the right spot. Look, the kid, his nickname is the Rabbit. The Rabbit made a good play. But Max played great. And, you know, you're converting on fourth and two right there, down the field like that. Like, that's a big-time play, man. Like, I can look at all the fourth and two plays down the field in the NFL over the first 3 weeks. I'll bet they're completing 10% of them. Like, that was a huge spot. So, Matt can't, I mean, he sees the whole field. He's played great. In fact, honestly, I thought Kyle was going to draft him when they drafted Trey Lance. I thought, you know, that was the word I was getting, that they were drafting Mac Jones. Because, you know, I said it in a little breakdown. I was kind of joking. But, like, the guy literally meditates on the sideline. He's just got a very calm demeanor, you know. He looks like a lot like Garoppolo with a better arm, you know. And he doesn't have the movement that Brock has, but he moves well enough, you know, and he took some hits the other day. Like, it wasn't like, you know, like he was like shying away from staying in there and making the throw. Like, you can't ask for anything. Like, Mac didn't play like that in Jacksonville. He didn't play like that his last year in New England. Like, somebody's coaching him up in this offense right here, where this is the best I've seen him play since his rookie year.
I totally agree with you. He's been a revelation, and his toughness is, I can't question it. He hung in there. Of that first drive, you were referencing that throw to Ricky Pearsall, and I know a lot of people are like, hey, it's third and short. Throw a shorter pass. I thought that was the right decision. He just got blasted in the face and threw a lob ball up, and it was a step off. Like, I've loved what he's done, and I think your point about the pocket presence and feel, even though he was limited, he's climbed in the pocket and gotten rid of the ball quickly with that hot rusher, that free rusher, over and over again. I think a lesser instinctual quarterback would have been sacked multiple times these last few weeks. I've been so impressed with Mac, and I think I feel confident if he has to play for even, you know, more this year, they can win more games. Like, I've been really, really impressed with him, Baldy. That ball down the sideline on 4th-and-2, I mean, that caught Ricky. Ricky didn't catch that. That's how great of a throw it was.
Yeah, no, he trapped it right there on his shoulder. No, I mean, honestly, Mac is, I saw Lamar Jackson sack himself twice last night, walk right into the spy that's, like, sitting in front of him. He sacked himself. No, I haven't seen that from Mac Jones. I haven't seen him just fold up in the pocket as it's collapsing. I've seen him keep his eyes down the field and make really good throws. So, look, he's the reason why they're 3-0 right now. They, if you didn't get that type of play from your backup, they probably don't win the game against Seattle. They don't win this game, last Sunday. So, even the play where they got the safety on the Pooney hold. I mean, he got out of the end zone. He had pressure right up the middle on him, and he was able to get out of the end zone just to escape. Now, the hold, got the safety, but, I mean, that wasn't easy getting away from Calais Campbell right up the middle there.
Baldy, should they just stick with Mac Jones this week? I know he's limited Brock Purdy in practice, and they're hopeful that he can get back out there, but... I mean, maybe I'm just so jaded. I just saw Nick Bosa go down. I don't need my guy who's the highest paid player in the franchise to re-aggravate this toe injury. Do you just stick with Mac?
Well, that's strictly a health thing, Joe. Like, honestly, like, if he can practice and, there's not, he's not 80% or 70%. Like, if he can practice and you feel good about the condition, then you play him. But if he's 85%, he's not quite the mobility, you're a little concerned, then there is no decision. You get Mac ready to play this week. I mean, this is another day of, rehab and everything. Tomorrow's a practice. And if Brock could go, you play him. It's just that simple. He's the starter, you play him. But if there's some limited mobility because of the existing injury or lingering injury, then I think you stay with Mac. I mean, it's just that simple. It's a health-related issue, purely.
Yeah, I'm looking at this defense, Baldy, and I thought they did a great job adjusting to Kyler Murray, who was running all over the place in the first half. He's so talented. I mean, just so talented. There were some blown coverages, though. Some easy drop balls from Arizona. But Siegel missing tackles in the open field, I'm hoping he'll clean that up. Seeing the young man Stout make a play through the ball at the end, that was the play of the game to fight
through. That won the game.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, the ball's in the receiver's hands. It's a great throw by Kyler, and he stripped it out. Like, they take a knee. They literally take a knee right there at 15-13, and they win the game if he doesn't make that play. That's great. Like I said last week, Siegel, Stout, they're going to make some mistakes. But if they're the right guys, they're going to end up – you remember when, like, Hufanga was a rookie? Like, there were some mistakes in coverage. But then, he was winning games with his takeaways – things like that. Like, they're very aggressive players. And so, D has been awesome at linebacker, his hits and speed to the ball. You got to feel pretty good about how they're handling things right now.
What are you seeing from those young guys up front, like Mykel Williams specifically and Alfred Collins? Because Alfred has been way better in these first couple games than I saw in the preseason. I've been really surprised and pleasantly so.
Mykel just plays big. He's a big body and he plays big. Like, he came down on a, read option the other day, freaking tackled the tight end that was coming to cut him. He tackled Connor, he tackled everybody. Like, he's got just strength at the point. He can stack guys up. He's got some good movement. Like, he looks like he's just, I don't know if he has enough juice off the edge just to scare you, but maybe he's got the type of power that, Trayvon Walker has. Like, I want to see, like, let him, get in a wide nine like Nick did. I want to see him come at a offensive tackle and just see what kind of power he has, because I haven't really seen him just tee off like that. But he was really good last week. Him and Bryce were both really good. I haven't seen enough from Collins yet to make me feel like he's ready for, you know, to play 50% of the snaps. I haven't seen enough from him to do that.
Talking to Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast every single Tuesday at 7:30, Baldy's Breakdowns. And a big one this weekend back at home at Levi's, the Jacksonville Jaguars coming into town. And, you know, I'm sure the Jags players, the coaching staff all saw the news yesterday when they announced that Nick Bosa is going to be out for the season. Does that change their game plan at all? Do they target something else? What are we seeing from the Jacksonville Jaguars offensively? Yeah. Oh,
they should be undefeated. They lost to Cincinnati. Brian Thomas Jr. was their star last year. He's got a case of the yips. He's dropping. He's playing with no confidence, and he's dropping passes right now that they should be winning games. And the quarterback, I think, is struggling a little bit because of it. But they've got a really good rookie class. This Bashaul Tooten at running back, he's a South Jersey kid. He's got juice, man. He can make people miss. He's got some pop to him. Etienne has been playing really well. Travis Hunter hasn't done much yet on offense, but he played a lot more on defense last week. But I'm anxious to see. But, he played 83 snaps, so he's playing both sides. I thought Nico Collins, had a couple catches against him. But their front, Eric Armstead, playing the best football he's played in probably 3 or 4 years. He's playing really well up front right now.
Baldy, through three games, I mean, you've won two of them where Kittle's walked off the field. you lost your quarterback for two games. You lost Nick Bosa in the middle of one of them. You got a lot of young guys playing. I feel like the clock management, the play calls, just so many elements of this team are humming right now from a coaching staff perspective. How would you evaluate Kyle through three games?
Well, he sent the kicker packing. That was an important decision. You drafted a guy. You want to keep your game. You finished the game with no time. And you kicked a game-winning kick. I mean, it's with a backup quarterback and a backup tight end and a backup left guard, blah, blah, blah. That's coaching. That's well done. The win against Seattle at the end, it's good coaching. I know people were have they stopped listening to Kyle? Does he still he's doing just fine. They're doing a good job. Getting Salah back. I mean, you think about the defensive coordinators they've gone through here, since Salah left. They actually got a guy right now that really loves that role. Guys really listen to him. I don't know that Fred's always good, but I don't know if Fred has been this good the first 3 weeks of a season. In recent years, he's been just flying to the football. And so they're playing fast on defense, which is a good sign. They did break down a couple times the other day. That's communication. You got some young guys back there. Who knows exactly what happened? But I feel like they look like to win these three games the way they have with what they have. That's that you can only do that in this business if you're being well coached.
We got a couple minutes for you here, Baldy, but I got to get into the game that you were calling on the radio side. That Eagles Rams game was absolutely insane. Obviously, the two best in the conference. Eagles come all the way back in the blocked field goal. There's two times that happened. The first time in NFL history, I think, there were two blocked field goals on the same day returned for touchdowns. The first one with the Eagles and Rams. Just how insane was that environment out in Philly?
Well, here's the thing, and this is not just in Philly because it was insane. But if your home team, just think about if you're in San Francisco or Levi, if your home team is sucking eggs in the first half and you're getting booed going to the locker room like they were to the Eagles. I mean, it was 65,000. They were all saying the same word, boo, as loud as they could. And they deserved it. They were terrible. But then you come back in the second half and you start putting these drives together, defense is doing it, and you all of a sudden now the crowd is like, now they're so into it, they couldn't sit down. Like every third down was just like game changing. And then when you block the first kick, Jalen Carter blocks the first kick, because they have to block both of them to win the game. If they make either one of them, and the kid's a good kicker, if they make any one of those kicks, the Rams are 3-0 right now. And the Eagles are being talked about like, what was that? But those are the type of games you just go like, keep the check. I'll do this one for free. This was fun.
I just got to laugh. It's week three. They're getting booed off the field and just
oh, no,
as the Super Bowl champs just a few months ago. The first quarter?
First quarter.
Oh, my God.
If they didn't throw to AJ.
By halftime, it was like it was contagious.
Oh, my God. Hey, Baldy, what do you got this week? Who are you calling?
I'm going out to L.A. for the Colts and Rams. The reclamation project of Daniel Jones is one of the most amazing things in this league. He hasn't made a bad throw or a bad decision yet. He doesn't even – he looks – honestly, he looks like Peyton Manning in a Colt uniform right now, the way that he's playing.
He reminds me of Alex Smith.
He can still really run and extend plays. But they have a great offense right now, and he's the reason why.
Wow. You know what they call him, Baldy? It's not Daniel Jones.
Indiana Jones,
baby. Harrison Ford. Let's go. Hey, Baldy. What's up?
But honestly, like the whole thing with Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, it looks like it can't be real. It's like Robert Redford, The Natural. Like it looks like Daniel Jones dropped out of the sky into a Colt uniform. Like nobody ever saw him play like this in New York.
No. Confidence, it's a crazy thing. Right opportunity. Hell, Carson Wentz looked pretty good last week too, didn't he, with Kevin O'Connell. Hey, Baldy, great stuff this week. We'll do it again next week, man.
Yeah. Okay, guys. You bet, man. Take care.
See you, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.